สวัสดีค่ะ I'm Natty
I'm Sarah
and this is the Good Morning Chat Show the show where me and Sarah take red burn hot headlines around Thailand and we discuss it we give our opinions and we want to know your opinions as well so join in on the conversation and with that I want to open with the burning hot topic that seems to be the talk of the chat currently.
Already so yes. many comments, right? Mm-hmm. So, okay, the details about this story is that an angry Thai man claiming to be a police officer gave a foreign man a mouthful of abuse for not wearing a mask on the BTS SkyTrain in Bangkok. The angry man blamed the unflustered foreigner for bringing COVID-19 into the country.
Ooh.
So the angry exchange was recorded and uploaded to the Twitter account at Kinifers. The video was recorded by a mask-wearing friend of the maskless foreigner. So in the video, to translate, the angry Thai man was saying, I'm an officer, and he was seen unzipping his jacket to show the reflective vest with a Royal Thai Police symbol, and are saying, are people from your country like this? Thai people all wear face masks, but you don't. What does it mean to do this? Filming this, my friend. You can't just say sorry, sorry. You did not follow the rules. You spread COVID throughout my country. You have to think about it. Everybody wears it. Only you don't. I will get the staff to remove you. And although the Thai man claimed to be a policeman, his behavior and not knowing the mask-wearing rules suggest he was probably a traffic officer or a traffic police volunteer. So they'll get that vest anyway, even if you're a volunteer or a traffic officer. So the Twitter account was quickly set to private after being bombarded by comments from netizens. So after the story event went viral, the official BTS account re-announced their statement about wearing of face masks on train. So the BTS announced that passengers are reminded that although the wearing of face masks have been relaxed from outdoor public areas, BTS SkyTrain still requests your cooperation to wear a mask while using the system as recommended by the Ministry of Public Health. So there's opinions of netizens, of course, from both Thai and the international community, which were split. Some agreed with the Thai man that foreigners should follow the social norms of the country and respect their hosts, while some said that wearing masks was not a law or a mandate anymore in Thailand. And the BTS SkyTrain just asked for cooperation and urged passengers to wear masks, but no law enforcement stated. So that was the full story.
Right.
Yeah. So what do you think? Did you think the Thai man did what is appropriate?
I think he went way too far with accusing him of spreading COVID-19 throughout the whole entire country. That was what killed his argument right there. If he just said, excuse me, sir, I would feel more comfortable if you would kindly wear a mask, I think the guy would be like, oh yeah, let me just whip up a mask, right? But the fact that he went so hard, too fast, unnecessarily, just the guy was now retaliating, right?
And I think the fact that he claimed that he was police and then threatened him to be removed from the train, I think he went overboard with it. But what do you think about the face mask rules, though?
Personally, I don't wear a face mask anymore.
Me too.
Yeah, because number one, it's not mandated anymore, and it is my right to wear or not wear it. Sometimes I do, but that's on very rare occasions. Typically, I wear them in hospitals.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Right.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't feel the need to, especially I know I'm social distancing myself from people. I'm not touching people's faces or anything, so I don't feel the need to. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, me too. Even though I know, like, now the news, if you see on other news outlets that COVID is coming back because of the winter, not necessarily only in Thailand, but around the world. But I feel like people now understand the disease much better and know how to handle it. And yes, face mask might help, but you don't have to force it on other people. You just do it for yourself if you feel comfortable. But you don't have to make other people feel bad for not wearing it.
Exactly. Yeah. Carmel, I know that there are a lot of discussions going on right now. Can you give us some?
Yeah. So I'll take on a lot of the comments.
Yes.
A lot of them, because they're really expressive.
Yes.
Good word choice.
There was the very first comment was, good job. People who refuse to wear masks should not be allowed to ride public transportation. And then someone said, lots of Chinese people in Bangkok do not wear a mask in the BTS, but no one screams at them.
So they probably feel like it's a racist thing. If the guy is not Asian. Yeah.
Yeah. Someone said nobody should be screaming at anyone. It's not mandated.
I agree.
Yeah. And then there was this one that I liked. Dominic Chan said, look, if you wear the mask, why should you worry about who are wearing it and who's not?
It's a fair point.
Because you're already wearing it, so nothing will happen to you. I agree with that. You don't have to get angry at other people. Like, if you feel unsafe, then just wear the mask yourself.
Yeah.
And then Kasna said that the man was an unpleasant looking policeman.
Yeah. Right. Yes, his whole demeanor was unpleasant. Mm.
But it's such a Thai thing, though. If I had to talk about my country a little bit, like the fact that you would be like, do you know who my father is, or look at my status, I'm a police officer, it's such a Thai thing that I wish we would stop by now, because it doesn't help the situation at all.
It doesn't shield him from acting this way, being exactly. a police officer. The only thing that would do is just make them have a more bad reputation
exactly
than what they already have.
Right.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can learn from this lesson. Any Thai person who wants foreigners or non-foreigners, even like just Thai people, to wear masks, just ask them kindly. And if they don't want to comply, it is their right. You walk away.
Exactly.
That's how this goes now. Anyways, on to happier news now. Mm-hmm. An ex-Taekwondo coach receives Thai ID card and is now called Chacha Choi.
Oh, wow. Such a nice Thai name.
Very, very classic Thai name. So a national Taekwondo coach, his original name is Choi Young Suk, received his Thai national ID card at Bangkapi District Office earlier this week, and the Royal Gazette has announced an order granting him Thai national or Thai citizenship in October this year. Choi reportedly came to Bangkapi District Office with two Thai Taekwondo exponents. The National Taekwondo Coach's ID card indicated his name, Chat Chai Choi, which was given by Somdet Pramaharachamangkala Muni, or Somdet Tong Chai, the assistant abbot of Wat Thraimit in August. So Choi says that he feels relieved after receiving his ID card, as he no longer needs to request a visa, work permit, or other documents for work in Thailand. He said that he will purchase a house in Thailand to live with his family, and also said, quote, apart from being a Thai national Taekwondo coach, I want to participate in the election similar to other Thais. So that's nice.
Yeah.
He also said that he will go to Nong Khai province on Saturday, December 3rd, to oversee Taekwondo exponent, which Choi guided to Thailand's only gold medal at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, to participate in the World Taekwondo Grand Prix in Saudi Arabia on December 6th. So he's still working and he's still coaching young Thai Taekwondo athletes to reach Olympic level. So I think he is well deserved to get Thai citizenship.
Yeah, I mean, it has been a while as well. They've been talking about giving him citizenship for like many years now, mm-hmm. and finally it has happened.
Yeah. And he seems like a genuine person. He's really dedicated to his craft, and he really wants to pass on his knowledge to these athletes and really taking them under his wing. So congratulations on Kun Cha Chai Choi for getting your ID card, and best of luck to you. Yeah.
People in the chat are asking, where is he from?
Oh, from Korea, South Korea.
Oh, okay, yeah. So Kasna guessed it correctly.
I like the name, actually. It's a very traditional Thai name, and I like how it's an alliteration, like Choi starting with CH and Cha Chai also starting with CH. That's quite clever.
I just wanted to comment quickly about mm-hmm. how he went to ask the name from a monk. Mm-hmm. This is a very common practice in Thailand, mm-hmm. just to let you know that we usually go to monks to give us like a Thai name. It's considered to be lucky, and even though our parents would come up with names, at the end of the day they would give it options to the monk, and then they will be the one who selected for us.
That is correct.
Oh.
Yeah. And so just a little bit of a background. So mm. sometimes the monks would also ask, like, oh, when will the son or daughter be born? Mm. And then they would look at the stars and like the alignment of different things of the day, the yes. month, the stars, and then they would come up with a name. And it's considered auspicious. Mm-hmm. Whether or not you believe it, that's how this is a little bit of a superstition here in yeah. Thailand. It's a cute little culture tradition that we have here.
Is it a Buddhist practice?
I think it's a Thai.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. It's a very Thai thing.
Fun fact today for today.
Yeah, and with that, we're going to take a quick break. And then after that, we have some more fun news for you coming right up.
Thinking of investing, but don't know where to start? Ever heard of AAAFX?
What is AAAFX?
Good question. Look no further than AAAFX, your choice for trading and investing. Low commissions and spread with fast execution. They're trustworthy and have been offering services since 2008. You can invest using various deposit methods, including crypto, with negative balance protection and 100% matching deposit bonus. Choose AAAFX and enter the lucrative market of trading. Visit AAAFX.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Good Morning Thailand. And this show is sponsored by AAAFX and BISP. Now, Sarah, do you know anything about cryptocurrency?
Not really. I know that now the market has just started to become a little bit more green after it has been in the red for a very long time. But that's it.
Right. But I have no knowledge, absolutely zero, about cryptocurrency. But say I want to invest in cryptocurrency, I think it's best to go with somebody who actually has a lot of experience, has had a lot of successful clients for over a decade. And that, my friends, is called AAAFX. So invest easier with AAAFX. They are a professional that has done this for over a decade. And yeah, so make investing easier with AAAFX. That one. And now that is done. British International School, Phuket. Now, if you live in Phuket or are planning to send your child or know somebody who has a child and you want to send them to an international school, BISP is definitely the place for you because they have a boarding school, so you don't have to worry about the kids being there alone. They have teachers there as well. And it's a great excuse to be in Phuket and bask in the nice warm sun. So BISP is for you. Hire me for all your marketing copy ads. All right. Now let's go on to the next one, which is Bangsu Grand Station. Now, do you remember Bangsu Grand Station was supposed to be open in 2020 as the new railway hub, but then it got shut down because of COVID, and then it became a vaccination hub, right?
Yes.
Well, good news. It is now called Thailand's new rail hub, finally. Yes. So from January next year, all commercial trains will switch from the old Bangkok station of Hua Lumpong to Bangsu. There will be some 56 trains that will leave the capital daily. Excuse me. Commercial trains refer to special express, and rapid trains that have first class and sleeper carriages. Most of these trains serve long-distance routes from Bangkok to cities such as Chiang Mai, Ubon Ratchathani, Songkhla, and Yala. Trains that leave from Hua Lumpong will be those that cater towards short-haul distance or ordinary trains that stop at all stations and have no first-class cabins. Now, Bangsu has already started selling tickets for long-distance trips since November 1st, and that is the update. So if you want to go on a fancy ride, I guess, or even if you want to see the architecture of Bangsu, because it's very grand.
Yes.
It's very modern. And if anything, they call it Southeast Asia's most modern rail terminus.
Wow.
I didn't know that terminus was a name. It sounds funny. Anyhow, it is a terminus.
Okay. Terminus. New word of the day.
I like it. Anyways, are there any comments about the Southeast Asia's terminus?
I think not for the name that you just brought up, but someone just said that, Anitpan just said that Bangsu is a nice name. Mm-hmm. And Kasna said that it looks like Makassan Station.
It's even grander.
Yeah.
Have you guys been to that station? Because I've never actually had a stop there or got off that station.
I mean, it's huge. I went there just because to get my vaccine, and inside it was like crazy big. And even when there's a highway, I think that crosses over, if you come from Impact Meung Tong Thani, you'll see how big, how grand it is. And I was always wondering, when will they open this? It's just like too grand to just be sitting there and doing nothing and be a vaccination center. So finally, it's going to be open soon.
So now it's open as a
proper train station.
Okay, I see. It was only like a place for the vaccination, right? At that point, yeah.
So it'll open officially on January next year, but they're already selling tickets since last week. Oh, so nice. or since November, right? Also, I went there very briefly, and I would say it looks very similar to Suvarnabhumi airports, like the signage and all that. So it's very grand.
Oh, wow.
And that's one thing that I am quite proud of being a Thai. I feel like when we do something new, we go hard and big and fancy and innovative. So that's good. It's a nice thing to have in the country, I guess. And anyhow, speaking of going places to nice places, Sarah, do you have any more festivals to talk
about? I know that many of you are planning to come to Thailand during December, and apart from the things that you usually go to, there is some new places that you can visit, and that's Thailand's winter season highlights, which is the flowers, which includes Bangkok as well. The Fragrant Floral Fair 2022 in the capital, which will start from today and last until December 10th. The festival will be held at Suan Luang Ramanine Park, and the floral fair will feature 600,000 plants, and the theme will be continuing works of art in a brilliant space. Visitors can take in the scenic winter flower garden, tulips, and a firework show as well. I feel like we're doing a lot of fireworks recently.
Fireworks for no reason yesterday. I was around Icon Siam and they were pew pew pew.
And that was beautiful. There's in Pattaya as well recently, and there's going to be one here in Bangkok at the park as well. And there's going to be exhibitions about flowers and display various lotus species, including the Queen Sirikit lotus, Nang Kwak lotus, Australian giant lotus. So if you're a lotus fan, definitely visit.
Lotus fan.
And other than flowers, there is going to be a market as well, where people can buy a variety of tasty foods, in addition to a market selling plants and gardening equipment. So if you love gardening and want to see more flowers or buy some flowers, this is the place to go. But if you are bored of Bangkok and you're still into flowers, and this is, as you know, we call it the winter season in Thailand, and the north is the hot spot. Over there, there's also some flower festivals, and the first one is a Christmas festival being held in the northeast province of Lai. Actually, it's the north province of Lai at Purua National Park, which features festive red Christmas flowers, and the festival will be held until January 31st, so you have time. And not only in Lai, there's also another province in the north, which is Nakhon Sawan, where lush pink lotus flowers are drawing tourists to Bung Borapet, a lake and a swamp. And the lotuses currently cover an area of over 100 rai. I think you've seen photos of people in like little boats with red lotuses, right?
Definitely, yeah.
So this is the time to visit that. And another one, the last one here, is Mae Hong Son, which is up north as well. Tourists are flocking to hills covered in dazzling golden Mexican flowers.
Sunflowers.
In Thai, the flowers are known as Dok Bua Tong. And mostly the flowers bloom from November to December. So during this period, the hills and valleys of Mae Hong Son will turn bright gold. So if you plan to go, you can buy tickets at the Bang Sue terminal and go visit the north. And then you'll see the grand architecture of the railway station and the flowers at the same time.
I feel like gardening and flowering has become a trend
right now,
the century even. Like, I've never been a plant person, and only recently I've been more invested in plants. I know the voice of God. You are a little bit into plants? Yes, no?
Yes. Like, I do have a plant that I've been neglecting all week,
so I have
to water that plant. But, like, this festival of flowers, I actually love like being in a garden. Yeah, like I don't think I've ever had the chance to visit a proper flower garden here in Thailand yet. And I know that up north, right, there's going to be a flower festival. I know that in Chiang Mai that they have the best flower fields. Like, it's so pretty. Everyone should go there.
And there's going to be one in Bangkok at Ramanine Park as
well. I was going to tell you, Carmel, like, you'd have to go to Ramanine, even if they don't have any flower festivals. Have you ever been there?
Yeah, I have. I believe there's like a market, right?
I'm not sure. There's definitely... Oh, really? Is there... Okay, I've only been to the park area, but it's super grand. Yeah. There's like very peaceful. Viewers, if you want to enjoy that kind of scenery, you should definitely check out Park Ramanine. It's beautiful. Mm. Even better than Lumpini Park, in my own opinion.
Yeah, I think so too.
Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be ending this episode with a fun clip of Thai amulets and Buddhas on a car. Let us know your thoughts in the comments. is this normal? Or is this only for Thailand? All right, that's it for us. Bye.
Bye.